Hello and welcome to the TT Podcast. Chris Pritchard here, and we are now just over 4 weeks away until qualifying begins on Monday the 27th of May. And that means it's just over 6 weeks from the senior TT, the big one. But there's loads coming before that. But before we get to that, there's still so much more to come. We've got another episode of our Road to TT 2024 series this week, so you can expect more TT content coming up for you over the next 20 minutes or so. In this episode, we chat to local legend Sandrina, the landlady of the famous Cregner Bar. We catch up with 16 times a TT winner Ian Hutchinson on our way to the Little Fish Cafe on the Quayside. And we'll hear a clip from an emotional Ben Burchell and a very excitable Kevin Russo appearing at the Road to TT 2024 launch event. Roll titles! Sandrina, you are the landlady of the Craig.
Hold on, the famous Cregner Bar.
Sorry, the fame... It's just the Craig. That's how famous it is. It is just the Craig. If I say the Craig, it's like Madonna. If I say Madonna, everyone knows who Madonna is, right?
Right, okay.
It's the Craig.
Okay.
The famous Cregner Bar. How long have you been landlady here?
Over 17 years.
Over 17 years, yeah. Do you live on the island?
Or did you live
on the island before?
Yes, I was born here on the island.
Was it your dream to own this place?
No. Absolutely not.
The last thing you wanted was to be a landlady. And
last thing I ever wanted was to be a landlady off a pub.
But if you're going to pick a pub, there's not many more you'd pick than this.
Yeah, there is that.
Built in 1885, am I right in that? Yep, she's nodding away. I think it was. But it used to be called the Keppel...
Keppel Gate,
But where is Keppel Gate from here? Is it further up the road?
Yes.
Past Sarah's?
I'm not entirely sure exactly where they...
I'm just trying to impress people with my knowledge.
Keppel Gate. So you got Kate, but then Keppel Gate is just... Yeah.
Anyway, tell me about the... Apart from myself, tell me about all these famous people that have been in... In the famous Craig
over the years. So we have our
names.
Wall of Fame.
I need to go and have a look at
the
Wall of Fame.
You have to go and look at our Wall of Fame. We've got our Wall of Fame. We've had Jorge Lorenzo.
I've heard of him.
We've had Giacomo Agostini.
Yeah.
Oh, last year or the year before, we had Richard Rawlings from Gas Monkey. Richard Rawlings himself.
I came to the TT and I'd never heard of him until I got here. And then everyone was like, oh, my
everyone,
God,
yeah, went crazy
amazing.
Over him. Yeah.
Great.
He came and he sat at that round table there and had lunch. And
where I've just been sat.
Yeah, where you've just been sat, yeah.
OMG.
And he had lunch there. Yeah.
Wow.
And who else? Loads.
It's almost like they come off the top of your head,
they
but
do.
You've also got a
well,
list
we've
here.
Obviously
James
had
Hillier.
Your James Hillier and John McGuinness and all your TT riders, but we have had a lot of famous people come.
If you could have anyone in the whole wide world come into the Craig, who would you have in?
I'll have to come back to you on that one. I actually don't know.
Valentino Rossi?
Now, has he been? Has Valentino
Shall
Rossi
say he's been?
Been?
Shall we say he's been?
Or was coming and didn't make it. I think
people said they're going to come. Famous people said,
Channing Tatum.
Rubbish.
He was booked in for VIP last year. All his crew came apart from him.
What an absolute loser.
Yeah, terrible. He's missed out big time.
We made it. Right, can I go and have a look at your famous Wall of Shame?
Yeah, we should actually call it the Wall of Shame.
Shall we?
Because we do have a few of them at TT. Yeah, we do have a few of them at TT. Had a few too many to drink.
Have you got any good stories from that? Yes, here we go.
Yeah. No. What stays in the Craig?
So we've just left the Craig. It's a shame Steve Plater wasn't there to enjoy it with me, although we did see him on the wall. And currently we're back at the hotel now because we're about to pick up a 16-time TT winner, Ian Hutchinson, and we're going to take him for a little bite to eat. So as soon as he jumps in the car, hopefully I'm going to shove a mic right under his nose and he's going to give me some insight that I wouldn't normally get because we are just driving around and randomly chatting about the Isle of Man. So bear with me for 2 seconds and he's coming now. So we're currently in the car with 16 times a TT winner, Ian Hutchinson. Biggest news out of this podcast is the fact that Hutch has never watched or listened to a podcast. How rude.
Sorry.
Ouch. Why is that?
Not really interested what people have got to say.
Did you listen to your own?
No.
All right, that's all right then.
That'd be even worse, wouldn't it? I know what happened, I was there.
I suppose, yeah. So what are we doing here today? What's happening? What have you been up to during this? So it's very different for a lot of people. You come over to the Isle of Man mainly for the TT launch, but the TT organisers get you out normally a day early for a bit of press. Have you done anything exciting so far?
Nothing, no.
Just this? This is literally... Yeah. What, the first thing you've done?
I think I landed about half 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Had a Caesar salad.
Nice.
Sophie got me.
Wow.
Had a cup
Did
of
it
tea.
Have chicken in it?
Yeah, we had anchovies first, and I said to her, no anchovies. And when she stood up to set off, I said, remember, no anchovies, and it came with them.
Mate, she
So that
sacked.
Went back.
Sophie getting sacked, that's terrible. Bloody hell. Was it a good salad, though?
It was good after that, yeah.
It's a nice hotel, though, that, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So normally we stop in the... up in Ramsey, is it the Park Hotel, I think, something like that, but we're down in the Commiss. It's a lovely little venue, nice little golf venue. So you know your way around this part of the island, should
yes.
I say, rather than the TT course. Who did you fly with this morning? EasyJet?
No, Logan Air.
Nice.
Propellers.
Was it an alright flight? Because it has been windy today.
Yeah, it was alright. It was a little bit sketchy coming in, but then he landed it really nice.
Did he?
I was quite impressed.
Because you are obviously a pilot for a helicopter. The skills don't transfer over, do they?
No.
So if there was an emergency on that plane, you couldn't jump into it and land it?
No.
But do you appreciate a good landing nowadays?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. I like a bad landing, though, because I live near Leeds, so flying to Leeds Bradford quite a lot, and it's bad there when it's windy.
Oh,
like,
is it?
Bad, yeah. But I like it.
Shall we talk motorbikes or not?
If you want.
Did you bring a motorbike over?
No.
Okay. Are you looking forward to getting on a motorbike again?
I think
again?
Clive is sending one.
Is he? Just for the launch?
Yeah.
I'd ask you if you're happy and excited to be back with Clive, but we're heading to an interview now where I'm going to ask you if you're happy to be back with Clive, so I feel like we'd be asking the same question twice. But I presume the answer would be yes, right?
Yeah.
Right, we'll leave it there. All right, so we're on our way now down to the Little Fish Cafe on the Quay side, down in the centre of Douglas. I think we're nearly here.
Well, we are at the Quay, so I suppose so.
Give me a fact from the island. Do you know any interesting island facts?
Facts.
It's a nice place to come and live, though. You got kids now?
1 year.
How old?
2.
See, it'd be a good place to bring a kid up. Because you
I'm
could
all
kick
right.
them out at 9 a.m. in the morning and you won't have to see them again till like 6. And you know they'd be safe here.
Well, you say that, but I don't think it's anywhere in the world that you're safe, is there?
I don't know.
Totally.
Safer here.
I got an old farmhouse a couple of years ago, so big.
You moved?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh yeah, you've been to the old place, yeah.
The white one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Gone.
So where are you now then?
Otley. It's not that far away.
No, Otley. Race round Otley.
It's not far. Oh
up
yeah, they
the
do
hill.
A big cycle thing there, don't they?
Horrible track.
Does it go up cobbles or something? No, there ain't any cobbles.
No, no cobbles, but there is. It goes through the town centre, then it turns left, goes up this big steep hill to
oh,
the
yeah,
top,
Chevin.
Across the top, yeah, and then back down. It's a fast course, but if you can get up the hill, that is. I weren't very good at getting up the hill. So you're
they
in
do something
now.
Called, nice. I want to say, Botley Run. I don't know which pubs it is, because there were something like 50-odd pubs or something in Otley, and now half of them are gone. There's still way too many, to be honest, and it's not that good a night out.
And do people actually run between the pubs?
Or, no, I think you just walk
you
between
stumble.
Them, don't you? But if you have
you
a pint in each, you won't get so far, will you? So, yeah, got the keys to the gate, because there's nothing to live in. Keys to the gate straight after the TT in 22.
What do you mean there was nothing to live in?
Barn and yeah.
That was it?
Yeah, back to motorhome in there and lived in the motorhome.
I mean, how? All done now though? Or
no.
Still in the motorhome?
Done one part of it where the like the farmhouse was, and I've only just started. It's taken 18 months to get planning to do the barn and stuff, so I've just started the barn.
You're doing it all on your own?
Mm.
Mate, that's some job, isn't it?
Very big.
Bloody
job
hell.
On your own.
You do it all on your own?
The president like, died yet, actually.
Not a chance. There was a kid that went to our school, and a mum and dad lived in a caravan while her dad was building this house, and it was a massive house, right on top of village, and they must have had 5 kids, so they all lived in this little caravan. House finally got built, and then they got divorced.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's because he built it himself.
It. Yeah.
That's what happens. You fall out.
I know, I can end this. I'll build a barn.
It's not easy. Do you know what though? What I noticed, been watching Grand Design for as long as I can remember, they never have enough money to build what they're building, and they always have a kid in the middle of it. And it pretty much exactly the same happened to us.
Yeah. Yeah, they always go over budget.
Yeah.
Without even trying. I don't think I've ever seen one of them.
Well, I ain't got where a budget, so I'm definitely going over budget.
Well, that's good though, isn't it? If you ain't got a budget, that means it's spend as much as you want, right?
No, I meant as in there ain't a budget there at all, so I'm always going over it.
So how long do you think it's going to take to get it done?
Very, very hard to put a plan on.
How long
on
would
it.
You like to think it's going to take?
I would like to say we'll be in the barn for not this Christmas, the Christmas after.
Right. How many like bedrooms will it be?
Still debating that because I got the plans knocked back 4 times.
Why?
Because it's in an area of outstanding natural beauty and they don't want to rebuild it.
What you have done inside it?
Because I needed to extend it a bit and double story. I had a lot of single story bits that needed double storying to put bedrooms up, and they don't want a double story there.
Sounds like a nightmare.
Mm.
Right, shall we go and do this interview?
Yeah.
Bye, everyone.
Do you know what? I absolutely love catching up with Hutchie. What an inspiration he's been after another really tough year. It's great to see him back to as full of health as someone can be that's been through God knows how many operations. Testament to the man's will to get back on the bike and get back to the TT. I know the whole team at the TT feel the same, as do the fans. It's going to be another great year as Hutchie dons his helmet once again. Now, just a few TT updates from the past week that have caught my eye. 5 Minutes With is back for season 3. So if you can't get enough of me, I'm sure you've had more than enough of me by now. I'm joined by Dean Harrison, Connor Cummins, the Crow Brothers, Jamie Coward, Ian Hutchinson and Peter Hickman at some Manx hotspots where I ask them all about TT24. They're all available right now on TT Plus. And also, there are some great TT trivia videos with all your favourite riders as well. That's all up on TT Plus now, with weekly episodes coming out over on YouTube. And finally, new teammates Ben Birchall and Kevin Russo have shown off their new TT colours. It looks absolutely gorgeous. Very Team Grassini feel about it. The baby blue and the red. It just looks stunning. Go and take a look over on the socials at TT Races Official to get a glimpse of that if you've not seen it already. Speaking of which, let's get back to the podcast now with Ben Birchall and Kevin Russo at the TT launch, and we'll rejoin Sector Steve Plater talking us through the next part of his famous section, the mountain box to the bungalow.
Ben, Kevin, welcome to the stage. Now, Ben, we've got to start with you and look back at last year and that 120 mile per hour lap. Now, we know that lap records aren't race wins, but it was something that so many people were going on and on about. So there must have been a bit of a relief when you and Tom cracked it last year.
Damn right, I was sick of hearing about it. What an honour, what a great privilege to be at that level. And, you know, it wasn't just us, I must say that, but to do a 120 mile an hour lap on that year was just super, super good.
It all came together. Now, how much of a shock was it, or was it a shock, when Tom announced that he was going to be leaving the team?
Yeah, it was 100% a shock. Tom kept his powder dry and kept our performance at the peak. You know, we had a really good year at TT and World Championship, so I could only thank him for that. There were no distraction, but he came to see me and said he wanted to talk to me, and I knew it was quite serious because he took me straight to a pub and he was shaking, and I said, I'd never seen that lad shake about anything. I said, come on, what's wrong? So we had a few moments together, and it's emotional. And I could only really thank him for everything that we've done and everything we've been through together. And to have a partnership with someone for that long is incredible, and especially when it's your brother. And you know, he was under the age of 10 when we started going racing together, and look at what we've done, and I can only thank him.
Yeah, it's so special, really special. So many incredible memories that you've made together, but a new challenge for this year.
Yeah, 100%. And it, I had to make a decision quickly, you know, whether I'd had enough and whether it was time for me to hang my leathers up. And my wife with great support and my boys, and I decided it isn't, and I'm not ready, and I'm still full of fire, and I'm fit and a little bit older, but I know where I am. So I had to then find another lad who was capable of doing it and move quickly to make sure that I could secure it. And there was only one option for me, and that was Kevin. So I was really happy, and I'm privileged that he accepted the offer to ride with us for this year.
Now, we spoke just after, you know, the announcement and stuff, and you sounded really fired up, you know, by this time, after the shock and everything. You sounded really fired up and kind of had your teeth into something new.
Yeah, you know, I love racing and I love being competitive, and if I'm doing it, I'm doing it 100%. So that was, you know, part of the big decision, and I'm not going to hide behind the fact that I don't have Tom. I will miss him, and I, you know, but I do have him, and he's there. He's with me whenever I need him and want him. But I'm up for a challenge to do the same thing that I've been doing, and there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to. And yeah, job's on.
Now, as much as I love Tom, and I do love Tom, and I like to think he loves me, let's close the book on that chapter, because look at this man here.
Oh,
the man here mountain that is Kevin Russo. Everyone give it up for this man. He has got some big boots to fill. Firstly, bonjour.
Hello, everyone.
Like I said, huge boots to fill. Was there any doubt in your mind when he made that phone call that he wanted you as a passenger?
Yeah, it was like a big surprise, but he didn't take long before I say yes to Ben, so now we are here, so I can't wait to be back on the TT course.
And in terms of the ex-passenger that he used to have, has he been giving you some tips and letting you know how to break that 121 mile an hour lap record, Ben Burchill?
Yeah, Tommy, he's been with me also when we did the tire test last year, and then he gave me a lot of advice around the course, and then he would be there in May, so it's just perfect for me, you know.
And then, like I've just said there, Ben, I joked about it, 121 mile an hour. You are sick of people asking, especially me, about that 120. So I like to think we shared a moment up on that podium when you came off it and you'd finally broke it, and I had no more questions for you. But I joke, but can we start that conversation? What are we expecting out of 2024?
I expect to do my best and just see what it brings, and if doing my best is faster, then good. That's what it is, that's what it's about. We go racing to try and win, and if that brings lap records, great. If it just brings race wins, fantastic, and you can just go on about whatever you want. You've just
I normally do.
Yeah. I don't care.
Who's that? Stop it. How dare you?
Well, they're definitely an exciting new pair to look out for. It's great to hear from you both. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Ben Burchill and Kevin Russo.
Thank you. Merci. Au revoir.
Now, the last part of this sector, which is mountain box through to the bungalow. Again, it's a great section. It gets far more technical the further you get up. We're still climbing, okay? We've gone through the mountain box. We're still climbing. We're going over a little crest, through a right. It's quite a tight section, this. It looks like it's the kind of the course flattens out, but you're actually still climbing. We're flat out in sixth gear. I used to go back to fifth, run through this fast right-hander. Actually, the first fall in the track where it just drops down, and it always feels like you're going to run out of road on the left hand side. There's a bit of curbing there. You never really get too close to that because you're always desperate to get back over to the right hand side of the course for the next left hander before the veranda. It can really, really catch you out. So you come through there accelerating hard, back through the veranda, back up the sixth gear. This is basically three right handers, three apexes, should I say. The first two are out and the last one's got to be in, okay, in and tight, so you make the corner. Yeah, this is the famous one where Connor Cummins crashed in 2010 and went all the way down to the old slate mine. One horrific looking crash. Fortunately, Connor survived it. But you're accelerating hard out there. You're starting to head downhill now. We've just been overtaken, actually. Miss Daisy is still driving. But yeah, you're all the way down here. We're heading down towards the bungalow now. We've got a real fast section. And obviously the bikes, you can feel the bike accelerating, obviously, with a downhill section. We come through the right kink. We've got a strong left-hander. Now, this one here, I saw William Dunlop. He crashed here, actually, in about 2008 or 9. Quite a big crash. It's one of those corners where you run through and the banking can catch you out very quickly on the exit. Back up the sixth gear. Now, there's a tricky right-hand section now that runs you through to the bungalow. You basically have to come through here, run all the way through, and it's not here at the moment, but there's a big Marshall hut. You head for the Marshall hut, which feels like it's actually taking you offline, but that's your marker to tip in for the last part of the section. You bring you through to the bungalow so you can flick left underneath the cafe here and straight over the tram lines, keeping you as safe as possible. That's the end of a massive, long sector all the way from Ramsey Hairpin.
Okay, that's it from this week. We hope you've enjoyed it. As ever, make sure you leave us a rating and a review wherever you're listening to this latest podcast. On the next episode of the podcast, we'll be coming to you from Alton Park in the British Superbike Test. We're going to capture the latest thoughts and feelings of the riders and how that event shapes their preparation as they get even closer to TT 2024. And you never know, we might bump into a few familiar voices of the podcast as well. Until next time, make sure you check us out on iomttracers.com for all the latest news and features. And if you want to catch us on the socials, we're at TT Racers Official. See you later, Steve Plater.
Yep.
Tatty bye-bye.